Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On. Accent On London edition on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday, everybody's listening and tuning in live to our show from 6 till 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1. That's very important. So again, LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Channel 1 from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. So now, how excited I am. People probably see that I'm smiling because I will be talking to somebody that I already feel like I know for many, many years. And we didn't even know each other. We just met first time face to face, but I read a lot about you and I'm pretty impressed about your journey from the artistry, singing, composing, writing to now businessman and somebody who is promoting Polish culture, Polish musician, Polish art on an international scale. So officially we have as a guest today Marek Hojda. Hi Marek.
Hello everybody. It's a great pleasure to be here with you, Ilona, to meet you personally first time, but you know that we heard about ourselves because we were studying in the same school, although we didn't meet because we were studied in different times. But anyway, it's great pleasure to be here and being guest of this radio.
Yes, I studied and you in music academy in Katowice.
Yes,
Karol Szymanowski, and happened that we were studying in the same department. I was studying vocals and in pop department. You were studying composition.
Just singing and just composing and arrangement. So both I graduated both the directions.
Both directions. So yes, you're right. You're younger than me. Nobody counts my age, but obviously you are. So, but when it comes to longevity of Polish artists that came out of the school, I think we could be very, very proud to be one of them, because on the Polish market for years, this school really creates so many wonderful artists, and they were also on my show in Los Angeles. Szcześniak was many, many times my guest, so he also is very known Polish artist. So anytime when somebody was coming to Los Angeles from Poland, I was always introducing them to American audience through Accent on LA Talk Radio. But you are the one right now who also creates talent. You have your own studio, you have your own business, yes, as a composer and songwriter. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey from being a student at Music Academy in Katowice, being on a stage, which will prove you sing very, very, very well. We have some videos and some songs from you. And then you just switched. So can you tell us what's happened, how your career began?
Well, you know, my career began when I was a teenager and I was engaged to a heavy metal band. Not heavy metal, we are playing the music like Bon Jovi style or Journey style, something like this. I was a lead singer, but I was always more interested in music production, in being composer, because I always tried to compose my own songs. So I had some problems because I couldn't choose the right genre I wanted to sing, because jazz was interesting area for me, but as I mentioned, heavy metal was another genre that was interested for me. So I had problems which way should I choose when I graduated Academy of Music 30 years ago. Then when I graduated Academy of Music, I was engaged as a keyboard player to the band Demono. It was very popular band, still they are very popular, but 30 years ago, it was real peak time for the band, the time when they had really biggest hits. So I was touring with the band. I met many people from Polish show business. So I was able to be independent artists and independent composers. So I started to compose songs for other artists. Then I was engaged to the band as a keyboard player to the band Emigranci, where Paweł Kukiz was lead singer. But then he left the band and we were searching for another lead singer, but we couldn't find anyone. So the guitar player, the leader of our band said, Marek, you can sing. You should be our lead singer. So I recorded the second album of Emigranci. So still I was more interested in being a composer and producer. And I was dreaming about having my own recording studio. But you know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, the gear, studio gear was extremely extremely expensive, so I couldn't afford to buy all this equipment. But I started to buy some small things and to build my own recording studio. And then I met Marek Sierocki, you know, the guy who still works for public TV, presenting every day the new video clips. So we established with Marek together the small record label. So we started to work as a businessman in music business, releasing albums. So this, it was a long way for me from being musician to music business. And then, you know, I was always, as a composer, I was interested in how money goes in collecting societies like ASCAP or BMI in Poland. So we have in Poland collecting society, which is called ZAIKS. And, you know, we had election in this society and I was chosen to the board of the society. I don't know why, just my colleagues trusted me. So they voted for me as a board member. So then I spent 10 years as a board member, as a vice president of Polish Collecting
That's
Society.
So impressive. First, this is 10 years dealing with money in and out, and you are doing something amazingly well, because this is not 2 years. This is 10 years in this very, very, the most important practically organization, financial organization for artists in Poland and people abroad too. So congratulations. This is very impressive, because people who are artists, they sometimes don't believe that they have business mind also. I think you are naturally progressing to this direction, but something is in your brain that really makes you a great businessman. So I know that people like you and trust you, but you are doing a great job. So congratulations for achieving so long period in a great position. That, and I know everybody knows you in Poland, that's, again, makes your name just loved probably by so many. So congratulations on that. And then what? You got bored? You said, I don't want to be already for 10 years, 11 years sounds really too long. I need to do something else. How? What was your next step?
You know, when I was board member of Collecting Society, my role in the board was kind of a foreign affair ministry. So I was responsible for international contacts with CSAC. For example, CSAC is an umbrella organization for collecting societies all over the world. CSAC gathers more than 200 collecting societies like ASCAP, BMI, ZAIKS from all over the world. I was chosen to the International Council of Music Creators related to CSAC. So I was responsible for international affairs in ZAIKS. And I met many people traveling abroad for many meetings. And I was always thinking why Polish music is not seen, not played in other countries, especially pop music, because we are quite powerful with classical music. You know, everybody knows Chopin, Penderecki. When you are interested in contemporary classical music, you should know who was Penderecki, Lutosławski, Górecki. Those guys are really giants. We are quite good in jazz, like Michał Urbaniak, Tomasz Stańko. There are big names all over the world. We are good in death metal, for example, like Behemoth or Vader. Those bands in this genre are very famous. But we never had anyone who would be known in pop world. Maybe Basia, but Basia left Poland. This is just one example, but not right example, because she started her career after leaving Poland to UK. So I was starting to talk with my colleagues from different countries. Why is it so? How they, like my colleagues from Sweden, from Netherlands, from America, how music business works in their countries. And by talking with Swedish colleagues, I understood that system of for song creation, like organizing songwriting camps, it's not common in Poland, because nobody organized this kind of event like songwriting camps in the past. So I decided to organize one. So I just took some friends. We went to a special venue that my collecting society owns in Poland. These places are called houses of creative work. These are places when you can go and create something. You can paint the picture or compose songs. Yeah, but we started to compose songs collectively. And we were quite successful, maybe not with results, but we discovered very great way of composing new songs. And then I organized with Universal Music Poland, the record label, together with them, big songwriting camp. It was 5 years ago in Sopot, in the place on in the coast in Poland. Big songwriting camp for more than 50 writers from all over the world, something like more than 20 from Poland, but we had writers from UK, from Hungary, from France, from Sweden. And during 5 days, more than 70 songs were created during that camp. And I realized that maybe this is the way that can improve Polish presence in pop world, because maybe we in Poland we don't have big chance to promote someone who could become a worldwide pop star
through festivals. I think we were trying to send Polish great singers to festivals, big festival, Eurovision and stuff like that. And I know that we had some success with great Polish vocalists, ladies. They have amazing voices too. So I think we had some careers maybe growing through this type of exposure. But like you said, by creating 70 songs in one setting, in one camp, that international composers can exchange not only their talents, but later they, of course, spread the music, spread the songwriting result abroad. I think that's a genius, really genius stuff. So before we'll be giving a little bit result, because we have very good result from probably camp that you mentioned, I would like people to just get familiar with younger you. Gentlemen who just, like you said, could do it all. You could sing pop, you could sing jazz, you were just a little confused because you couldn't find a genre that you were comfortable with or that was yours. So later you discover, instead of singing, I am probably better maybe songwriting, because then you can write for a lot of people in a lot of different genres. You don't have this issue anymore. So the first song that I would like people to see, and they could see you being a little bit younger, the title of the song is by you, Słodki Zamęt. Słodki Zamęt, how we will translate this? Sweet
confusion.
Confusion, that's cool. So let's listen to the song, because I think people will fall in love with you as a singer.
Yeah, it was recorded in 1989.
That's a beautiful beginning.
1 year ago.
Yeah, because your journey is just so dynamic. But like you said, you started as a singer, and we have a proof, lots of songs on YouTube, people can search you. But this one is, I'm thinking, charming, is really, you're a great-looking gentleman, and you were amazing then, you're amazing now. So let's enjoy the song as a first one.
Miałbym łatwy i przyjemny patent. Póki co żyłem sobie jak lot, miałem luz jak plegojowy facet. A ty masz więcej niż każdy men może śnić. A ja co? A ja zwariowałem. Słodki zamęt w głowie mam. Odkąd ciebie trochę znam. Na twój widok dziwny dreszcz przeszywa. Marzenia osiągalne raczej, ale dziś mało wiem, jaki mnie czeka rejs. Lot do gwiazd, długi czy spadanie. Słodki zamęt w głowie mam. Odkąd ciebie trochę znam. Na twój widok dziwny dreszcz przeszywa.
For this Słodki Zamęt. I think people can learn little Polish. Everybody repeats Słodki Zamęt. And you say the English version is
Sweet Confusion.
Confusion.
Okay. Sweet Confusion in my mind. We can sing it in English.
That would be my everyday from the moment when I wake up until I go to bed. Woo. Okay. So you, we were talking about this international gatherings of lots of talents from all around the world. You mentioned 70 songs being written 5 years ago on the first camp that you created. And we have proof that it works. So can you tell us a little bit about Mandy? a little bit more about this camp?
You know, during this camp, maybe I should tell you how this camp is organized and how it works. Usually, we are working in teams consisted of 3-4 people. So we need to have top liner, so someone who invents melody, producer, so someone who works with computer, keeping beats and keep organize all the recording session. And we need to have lyricist, someone who write lyrics. Of course, someone who works as a producer can write lyrics, and so, but when you don't have one lyricist, that means that no song can be composed.
Yes.
So usually 3 or 4 people working together in one room in one day, because you in the camp, you have just one day to finish one song. Because for the next day, you work with different people. So it was 5 days,
wow.
Songwriting camp. So you have opportunity to work with, let's say, 15 different people from around the world. So it was really great experience to meet people, to learn some skills from them, because everybody has different approach for working, for composing. So we could learn from each other. So it was a really fantastic experience. When I allowed Polish writers to attend in this camp, they discovered this new way of thinking about creating music. So it was really something big, and it's still this action is still continuated in Poland by other people. So I'm really proud to be pioneer of organizing this kind of co-working among different songwriters. So one song I composed during that camp was quite successful. It was composed together with DJ Mandy, who produced that song. It was sang by Swedish female singer Maria Matea. And together in one room, we had Greg Watts, the British songwriter, and it was me as a fourth a member of the team. So we composed the song who was a single hit in Poland and in different European countries. Maybe it was not real big hit, but anyway, it was kind of a sign that it's possible to create a song that can break the barriers, break frontiers between countries. So it was my first experience when my song was exported to different countries.
And, you know, being exported to Swedish public, which we know that it creates the biggest hits in the world, and pop music is pretty, you know, on a high level, and we love Swedish artists. I think that also says something that commercial song can be created. It doesn't matter if you are Polish, you are English, if you are Swedish, especially the collaboration of many culture really brings us together and something great can happen. We have a proof, we have a video, people will be enjoying the video and the song, and there's a lot of people already viewed the song, so congratulations on this one. So again, do you remember the title of the song?
Song to Fall in Love To.
Song to fall in
love. The song to fall in love to.
Wonderful. Yeah. So we'll listen right now. Thank you.
Cared much for love, but not this time. I'm leaving all this trauma behind. Looking for love, for a song to fall in love to. Looking for love, for a song to fall in love
together we're strong. But who can blame me for feeling I am fine on my own? Used to be the one who never cared much for love, but not this time. I'm leaving all this trauma behind.
We are talking with Marek Hojda. Marek, you have now very important title attached to your name. You are a director, director of foundation that is called Music Export Poland. Please tell us a little bit more about this foundation.
This is Polish Music Export Office. What is Music Export Office? What that means? Maybe I should tell a story how music business has worked in the past. In the past, only rich countries with very developed music business could export its music. It was US or UK. Because imagine when we go back to the 80s, how people in Europe could know that Michael Jackson sings great songs in US. You need to have record label, let's say in Germany or in Poland, because you need to have carriers with music. The carriers, I mean tapes or records, CDs, yep, with music. You have to bring that music to the audience. Promotion, what was promotion in the past? You need to deliver CD single to DJ in radio. So it was complicated system, and only very rich countries could afford to export their music. But then when we have opportunity, being, for example, Malaysian band, when we release the song now, our public in Uruguay can listen that song just immediately. Yeah. That means that the advantage of those rich countries developed in as a music business country, how to say it? You could chase those countries being in small country. Yeah. So many European countries started to develop music export offices, like small countries like Estonia with 2 million people, or Austria or Hungary. So Poland was almost the last country that didn't have this kind of organization like music export office. Music export office is a body that helps local music business, not only artists, but songwriters and record labels, to put their music abroad to different countries.
True, and physical, like you have still CDs or you supply songs, MP3s and files abroad to media. How is this? Probably not easy. Yeah, could you tell us?
But it's not the role of foundation. The role of foundation of the role of Music Export Poland is to facilitate contacts. Oh. Because we don't sell anything, but we want Polish record labels to sell music abroad, Polish music abroad. We want Polish artists to tour abroad.
More about contact, more about building relationships, exchange of relationships, and then the rest supposed to come later. But really the introduction, the contact, the talking, the meetings, and being present.
Yes.
Okay. So how Yeah, how do you do that? When this started, when the idea foundation was built in your head, that was your idea, or was like somebody else's idea that you developed?
Well, the first songwriting camp, the big one I was talking about, was organized partly with support of Ministry of Culture. And Ministry of Culture, the Polish Ministry of Culture, started to organize the event called Music Export Conference, when they invited some people from different countries in order to discuss issue of exporting music. And then I helped a little bit with this conference by using my foreign contacts to invite some people that were worth to visit the conference. And when we summarize the conference, when the conference was over, we were talking with some representatives of Ministry of Culture that maybe it's worth to build Polish music export office. In many countries, those music export offices are financed or run by collecting societies. Mm-hmm. And I was asked by representatives of Ministry of Culture if ZAIX, Polish Collecting Society, could be able to run this kind of foundation together with another collecting society for record labels, the branch of IFPI, the collecting society not for record producers. So together with a friend of mine, we are asked if we are able to convince our board to join these initiatives. So I was lucky to convince the board that this kind of initiative is worth to support. So in 2017, we got some financial support from Ministry of Culture to build all the programs, how this foundation could function, to write business plan, to visit some events in different countries, to contact the other music export offices to check how they work, to build, you know, the right way how we should function. So we finished the 2017 with this project, and then in 2018 we applied for again to Ministry of Culture to have grant from ministry to establish music export office. So we were lucky and we got grant. We convinced two societies. So we started to build a right office. So I became director of Music Export Poland. So I resigned from being board member because it was kind of a conflict of interest. So we started to build small office because we employ just we are three people working on foundation. It's me, another director, Tamara Kamińska, very experienced lady. She is experienced by working together with UNESCO in city of Katowice. She organized big fair WOMEX in Katowice. So she was working very closely with music in the past. So now we are together in the foundation. And what we are doing, we have, let's say, three legs, three goals to achieve, three main activities. One activity is building comprehensive database for music industry. We are building Polish database with, for example, venues when you can play gigs with record list of record labels, list of Polish radio stations. But you can ask, if we are Polish Export Office, why we build the database concerning Polish data? Because we convince other music export offices in different countries to build their own database, so we can exchange our data. In other words, when you want to, when you play in, let's say, in black metal band and you want to tour in Spain, you can ask me about contacts like radio station playing that kind of genre, some booking agents, some promoters for black metal music, some clubs, some venues. So then I can ask my colleagues from Spain, ask him or her for those contacts, and then I can get this comprehensive data to exactly. You. And
you are cutting so many middlemen. So you really have this database, so really people can understand almost like library of contact, library what to, how to, where to go, what is the next step. So really cuts a lot of time, and I'm sure special for touring is so many different something you need to resolve. Yeah, genius, again, genius. And if you say, and we know that that's what you are building, that internationally already the offices like that exist in many different countries. Poland maybe was the last. In 2017, you were building this foundation. So now, 3 years later, do you see that you are like in an already middle of your journey? Do you think you are already, you build it everything what you wanted, or this is something that will be just expanding and is like never end, because you can always do something better? And how can you so you know, that's probably a headache. Every morning is never ending story, you know. It's like, how do you even not go crazy with so much to do? You say 3 people, but you need to start somewhere. So you started 2017, and you describe, you know, building this great connection. So what is the next step? Are you in the middle? Are you like 75% down, or you think it's like, oh my gosh, so much to do?
I tell you a story about Sweden. Swedish government started to support music industry in middle of 70s when they observed that ABBA success can bring a lot of income to the country, so you don't need to sell so much Volvo cars when you have such a band like ABBA. And Swedish government started to support music schools in middle of 70s. And do you know when Sweden had another number one after ABBA?
No.
It was 1986. It was Final Countdown of Europe. So it took 10 years for Sweden to build this big music industry. So we need many years, really many years to build a big music industry. And we are just at the beginning of our way.
That's wonderful. Shay, you will have long life, and I cannot wait what you will achieve, when we'll be talking like 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks. You probably will be much more ahead of what you are doing right now. But it's always interesting because Polish language is very unusual. I know a lot of Polish artists are singing right now in English, so seems like it's easier for whole world to accept this, that they sound. And but obvious, certain things I think sound so beautifully in our own language. So do you think Polish singers who sings in Polish have equal opportunity to feel like they could be promoted, could be founded, could just go and tour somewhere else using our unusual language? Polish language is very, very not easy to learn, and probably not easy to just even listen to for some people. Or do you think really Polish artists just need to agree that English versions is what the world accepts the most, and let's focus on that? How do you manage to do Polish language, English language? How can you even go to this arena and explain artists what is right or wrong?
This is two things to mention. One, that Poland is huge, has huge internal market. I mean, if you are star in Poland, the Poland is so big that you can lead wonderful life being Polish star. So you don't need to be exported, because local market is great, and local public expects from you as a Polish singer to perform in Polish. So that's the problem, to convince the biggest Polish names. Maybe you want to, you need, if I would ask someone from the biggest artist in Poland, if you want to be a star worldwide, of course everybody would like to be a star, but when they would know how much work it cost, because you know, you should, those artists should leave their position in Poland, go abroad, maybe they should sleep in cheap hotels, spend you know, a couple of months to perform almost for free in showcases. This is a challenge, and almost nobody from them is ready to do that. They really prefer great life in Poland. So I can count on young generation, or for people, for musicians that perform niche genres, like I mentioned, black metal, jazz, and classical music or world music. But when you mentioned language problem, I don't think that it's coincidence that those genres like classical music, you don't need to perform in English because it's mostly instrumental. Jazz is mostly instrumental. Black metal, you perform in English, but nobody expects from you to understand what do you sing about when you're growling, something like this.
The screaming, yeah.
Yeah. And world music. When you perform world music, nobody expects from you that you would perform in English, because your local language is, you know, key of success. So language is a real problem. So as I mentioned before, I think the only way for Polish pop music is to create songs and trying to convince international stars to take those songs and record it.
Wow.
And I deeply believe that one day we will be successful.
Oh, especially I'm sure. No way, you know, because finding the most aggressive and most developed composers of pop music in Poland and turn them into sellable entity that international artists from the library or from the, you know, your way of organizing all the talents, all the great songs that they have to offer, that they can pick and choose, that would be the best, that's the easiest crossover for the hits. So again, genius, you know, very, very smart idea. I wasn't thinking about this. That's really, really cool. So you really think that composing music has almost more chance for young Polish composers to be discovered abroad if they compose together international, they mingle, they really have a chance to, you know, work with somebody that's from different countries, because that's the coolest way of learning what is the hottest sound in many different countries too, and crossing the genres, like you said before, you know, so many right now is just hip hop, pop, and you know, even a little note of classical music in pop is very, very interesting. So it's genius. So do you think that Polish composers are longing to be part of your project, or they are, I'm not saying comfortable, or they are lazy or comfortable, or they really are saying, why do I need to do it? If I have hit in Poland, I'm already a very rich person. Why do I need to wait and write something that will wait one day to be discovered or to offer? And maybe one day somebody will pick the song. Do they like to write music for library and sit and wait? Or they want instant success, instant proposition?
They are keen to reach international success, because I know many Polish songwriters and they're really happy to be involved in some international projects. And I really can see big chance for success, especially in Asia, because, you know, now K-pop is so developed, so popular around the world. But if you can see credits, who composed those songs,
5, 7, 10 composers together. There's so many people, yeah, like, but all,
Yeah, but most names, when you can see, they're Swedish or British.
Hey, I had no idea about that, but I read a lot of articles, which is very interesting how they go about to creating the song from so many propositions, from so many little pieces of songs, and they create one song sometimes of 10 or different ideas for the song and chop and place. It's a real genius process of building almost 100% hit. Like they really know that this part of the song, is song is not built to wait for the hook. Song from the beginning is a hook. Doesn't matter. Verse is hook. Is chorus is a hook. Intro is hook. Everything is hook. So it's machine. I love it. I think it's so intellectual. It's so smart and so branding oriented, like K-pop, like you say. They know what they're looking for, and they are ready, ready to build hit for whole world to hear. So yeah, you're right. Wow, but that's so complicated. And again, you said three people are building that, you and two different people?
Yeah, yeah. My colleague Tamara and, you know, one employee for social media. But of course we have our company, lawyers company for writing agreements. We have accountant, separate accountant. Wow. So it's some people around us.
You have three creative people who really have this project. And we are talking about Music Export Poland. Office's main objective is to radically increase export of Polish musical works, artists, and recordings to foreign markets. The office is a part of the foundation of Polish music export set up by ZAIX and ZPAV, which you need to tell us what is ZPAV for people who don't know. And you said that, I will read this because I think statement is perfect and I want people to understand. Activities of your office are based on three pillars: sharing information from the Polish music businesses database, it's currently being created, like you say, for the last 3 years. Education of the Polish Music Business Society and Consultancy in the field of international promotion and marketing, and assisting in networking with music businesses representatives from different countries. So this is a really, really big, big deal. Big deal for Polish culture, because if you can, like I say, create a lot of great songs that will cross over to the world, you will make a lot of money for our country, a lot of money, not only for composers, for the country. So your organization, your foundation, Music Export Poland, wow, has big future. And like I say, congratulations again to you for that, for this idea.
Thank you.
For hard work. I hope people, we have like 3 minutes, I think, left to talk a little bit about, but I would love to close our show with something I think that people will enjoy a lot: sound of you singing rock song, because I think rocker in you will live forever in you. But you have this one song which is really, really cool, has no video, but we'll play some pictures. It's called Komórkowcy, Artist Emigranci. So you mentioned a little bit about this period in your life that you were put in a position of being a singer, rock singer. So I think people like that, you know. Takes a
It's my composition, and the song was recorded in 1996. It was 24 years ago I was sang like that.
So it's just amazing. It's the big, big circle. We started from you, from your beginning, from being an artist after Music Academy, and then a businessman for so many years. Now you are developing one of the coolest projects in Poland and international Poland, Music Export Poland. And then, obviously, I know, and we'll be talking probably with you many, many times from now on, because you have your own studio, you are developing young artists, you have label, so you, the composer in you and the probably singer-songwriter exist till this day. So I will say, how do you have time to do it all? So, and how do you survive in this crazy pandemic time? How do you thrive? Are you sitting and relaxing, or you are working harder than ever?
I work harder than before because we, of course, our international activity has been stopped by a pandemic virus, but we put a lot of energy into our educational activity. So we organize every Wednesday webinar. We 2 weeks ago we organized big conference, online conference. How can you move your cultural activity, not only music, but as well like visual arts or literature, museum activity from reality to online? How to monetize your activity? How are technological tools? So we organized this conference. So we did a lot of things. So we are still busy in our foundation because even when our international activity is closed, we thinking that when we use this time to prepare our music industry in when we can educate those people, then when pandemic will be over, we can start from higher position, you know, to act in international market.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, and that's what we do here in London too. Accent on London edition, of course, is recording shows after shows, bringing really very interesting people for our interviews. And I hope people who listen to our interview today, they really, really are interesting at what you are saying, and they love, they will love, and they will talk about what we are talking about today. So again, today we were talking with Marek Hojda. You are a director of Music Export Poland. And like I mentioned a moment ago, we'll be closing our show with song, a rock song, and you are, and you were, singer. And title of the song is Komórkowcy. How we will translate Komórkowcy for English, to English.
The people who own mobile phones, but you, if you remember, it was recorded 25 years ago. Mobile phone, it was as big, but it was symbol of being rich because at that time, almost nobody could afford to buy this big mobile phone. So it was written at that time. So maybe the title is not right today.
It is because when you have very new iPhone, people know you have money. So in a way, you know, they come across exist. So I am very, very thankful for today's interview. Marek, you are our friend, and I cannot wait to just know you better, know your artists that you are developing. Also, if you bring them to our interview, and also find out what is the next step. And if people want to contact you, about topics that we are talking about, what is the best way to reach you?
To use Messenger or Facebook or write to our address that is published on our website, musicexportpoland.org.
Wonderful. And everybody, please go to Accent on Facebook or go to LA Talk Radio, Accent on, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, channel 1, or just go Accent On and scroll down to archives, and our interview will be there forever. So people who want to download or listen over and over, they can do that. For right now, Marek, thank you so much for our interview, and talk to you soon.
Thank you to you, Ilona, and to all the public, to all the audience. It was really a pleasure to be together with you.
Wonderful.
Jakbyś miał rozum, ma po ziemi jego ten. Złoty ze
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.